The death of longtime Rensselaer Mayor Dan Dwyer set the stage for a change of power in the Hudson River City. Democrat Dan Dwyer died in November of 2018 at age 84 after a battle with cancer. The former Air Force pilot and longtime employee of Pan American Airways was first elected in 2005, the same year current Mayor Rich Mooney was elected to Rensselaer's Common Council. Dwyer oversaw the groundbreaking of a new $3 million Hudson River walkway at DeLake's Landing. He lamented his city's failure to win the coveted Capital Region casino license awarded to Schenectady. Here's Mayor Mooney.
I was sitting here with the mayor when we got the news that it went to Schenectady, and the mayor sat here, and he was upset. And within the hour, he said, "Richie, we're changing plans, we're shifting directions, we're going to move forward, we're going to develop the river." He was upset, but he said once he lost, he went on to Plan B, and that was Dan. He just had a Plan B and went with it.
Upon Dwyer's death, Mooney, a Democrat who had served as Common Council President since 2017, was sworn in as the city's 33rd mayor, as per the city charter. Mooney lost the November election to Rensselaer County Legislature Chair Mike Stammel, a Republican who describes the transition period as difficult.
A couple department heads resigned. A couple of them are out sick. So it's very difficult to get a handle on them and communicate with them and see exactly what's going on until I really have some authority to walk in the front door and ask some good questions to their staff.
So what can the citizens of the city expect from their new mayor?
Transparency. I want people to know what's going on in government every day and be accessible. Transparency is very important to me. I'm good at that on the county legislature side, and I expect to do the same in the city government.
Mooney has not returned calls for comment. Stammel panned a newspaper report that says he tapped a fellow Republican and battled former Rensselaer County D.A. Joel Abelove for a part-time post as Rensselaer City Attorney.
The paper kind of expounded on something that wasn't truly factual. Him, as well as other attorneys that I've reached out to, I asked if they're interested. Joel is one who said, "You know, I'll consider it, but I'll get back to you." So that's the end of the story.
Reached by WAMC, Abelove declined to comment. Stammel says his established positive relationships with Republican County Executive Steve McLaughlin, Sheriff Patrick Russo, and other county officials through his legislative work will enhance his ability to lead the city of about 9,000 people. He says he has also cleared the dual county-city role with the state attorney general before running for mayor. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.